welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Wednesday of the fifth week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Deborah Wilhelm, a professor of homiletics and co-author of Preaching Matters, a Praxis for Preachers. Deborah lives in Fall Creek, Oregon, and her preaching today is entitled, Where Are You From?
A portion of today's first reading from the book of Genesis. The Lord God planted a garden in Eden in the east, and there he put the man whom he had formed. Out of the ground the Lord God made to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food. The tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And a reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Jesus called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile, but the things that come out are what defile." When he had left the crowd and entered the house, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, "Then do you also fail to understand? Do you not see that whatever goes into a person from outside cannot defile, since it enters not the heart but the stomach and goes out into the sewer?" Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, "It is what comes out of a person that defiles, for it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." Part of the genius of Jesus' words is how he links separation and misery around us to what's happening within us, with evil deeds growing outward from defiling thoughts nurtured inward. Lots of us are lamenting these days that it seems extra easy to see the truth of Jesus' words today. And that truth isn't just external. What I see around me is terrifying, but honestly, I'm not too thrilled with how I'm responding within my own heart. Maybe you can relate. You know, the challenge of Jesus' words is obvious, but they also carry an invitation to Christian authenticity. Christian authenticity doesn't only avoid the bad, it also actively seeks the good. There's a promise in the statement that food doesn't defile. That promise is visible in the lives of the many who were healed just by touching the fringe of Jesus' cloak, which happens immediately before this story, and the healing of the Syrophoenician woman's daughter, which happens in the verses immediately afterward. The good news of Jesus Christ actively opposes separation and misery to proclaim and bring about communion and joy, liberation and healing, courage and life. Everyone, that seed is already there in us. We came from a garden. Deep in our sacred history, God filled a garden with trees that were beautiful and nourishing. God placed us in the garden and the garden in us. Deep in our hearts, that seed of life and mystery is still present, even now, when everything seems so wrong. And from that seed within us, planted by God, we can nurture the habits of heart that bring good around us. Breath, communion with God and one another, cultivation of creation, care, courage, peace, life, flowing from God through human hearts today.